But anyway, the counter woman, her name tag said Sigrid, but I think maybe she just borrowed that name tag. It was put on with no care at all, for one thing, just hanging there perpendicularly. Anyway, Sigrid's fat looked good. Truly, every now and then you see a person who wears fat well. It is that tight fat and just really looks kind of delicious. And also, their attitude is just great, like in your face. I'm fat, so fucking what? Get over your sanctimonious self. It's usually the tight fat people who are like that. Maybe it's a gene. Anyway, after Sigrid said, "Anything else?" I said, "Oh, yes, I want some donuts." I cannot tell you how swell that felt. "How many donuts?" Sigrid asked, and I said I didn't know. I'd know when the little voice stopped. "Pardon?" she said, and I said, "Just get a big box, please, but maybe we won't quite fill it." So she got out a big Dunkin' Donuts box, and I just started salivating like that experiment dog. Sigrid grabbed one of those tissue squares that I think we all take pleasure in using, and she raised her eyebrows, and I said, "Okay, a bow tie, a chocolate frosted cake, a key lime, a powdered cake, a Boston cream, a lemon bark, a maple frosted, a coffee roll, a maple frosted coffee roll, a cranberry muffin, a bagel and cream cheese and butter too on the bagel, and a plain Dunkin' Donut." And then, before she tallied it up, I handed her a 50 and said, "Just keep the change," and walked out. My back was feeling kind of hyper-visible, like I was walking away really cool from a crime scene where I'd been the criminal. My heart was racing, and my mood level had shot way, way up. I got in my car, and I opened the coffee and had a deep whiff and a taste. Actually, I guess I've begun to prefer milk in my coffee because the cream tasted whoa. Next, I opened the lid on the box and had a good whiff of the donuts. And then I looked around and there was no one. So I ran my tongue along every single surface of every single donut. Man, it was sexual in a way, but more yeasty and better. Then I sucked the filling out of the Boston cream mixed with a little chocolate frosting. I dipped the powdered cake in the coffee and had one bite. Ditto the chocolate frosted. I went on in this manner until I would say about a third of the donuts were gone. And then, I'm sorry to say, I threw the rest away. I would like to say I ate tidily and cut off where the bite marks were and gave the rest to a homeless person along with a couple of Finskies, but I did not. I threw them in the garbage, where maybe later they were found by a homeless person anyway, or at least by pigeons who, depending on where they live, can actually have it pretty good. Though sudden violent death is always a problem for them. But probably they have no attachments, which helps. I was pretty full, so I went for a walk in a park to make room for lunch. It was a nice day, and there were joggers with their determined, miserable faces, and lovers lying in the grass thinking it would last forever. There were lots of dogs, and one was a bulldog puppy, which, please, has cornered the market on cuteness. The owner was this very thin woman who looked sort of bitchy, which, think about it, most very thin women do. Even when they smile, it's like grimacing. Fat people are often miserable too, but at least they look jolly, even though it's really mostly them apologizing, like, "Sorry, sorry, sorry I'm taking up so much room. Sorry I'm offending your idea of bodily aesthetics. Sorry I'm clogging my arteries and giving the thumbs up to diabetes." And spilling over airline seats, which, come on, even for skinny people, those seats are ridiculous. Metal girdles. Lunch was a problem. Like, do I sit down or continue to fast food it? Because I really do appreciate good food, but fast food is what I always want. Drive past a White Castle? See myself opening one of the little burgers with the onions all square? Go past KFC? See the big bucket? Lift off the lid? See the one corner of one breast just loaded with